You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire. We've got a rundown of recently announced threats and vulnerabilities in stores and documents, Play Store, App Store, and MS Office. Some crooks move to the cloud, GoDaddy buys Sucuri, the U.S. is rumored to be preparing a North Korean indictment for the Bangladesh bank heist, social media look for bad bots, and some dodgy scientific journals seem to use catfish for peer review. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Thursday, March 23rd, 2017. Some recently discovered threats and vulnerabilities lead today's news. Researchers at security firm Zscaler have found some unusually nasty bits of adware lurking in the Google Play Store. They're unusual in at least two ways. First, they're able to add themselves as a device administrator. And second, they play possum for 6 hours after installation, exhibiting only good behavior. That second feature seems to have been put there to evade detection and ejection by Google Bouncer, Mountain View's security feature that executes an app, evaluates its behavior, and kicks it out of the store if it shows itself to be up to no good. Zscaler found 12 bad apps. Four of them have a lot of downloads, between 10,000 and 50,000 by Zscaler's count, so it's putting those on the BOLO list. So be on the lookout for 8th Note Jump, Talk to Me, Photo Editor, Cut, Crop, Paste, QR and barcode scanner, and finally, Smart Compass. Google is neither careless nor negligent about security, but the Android ecosystem is big, open, and complex, and it's difficult to purge all the bad things out there, especially when criminals are devoting a great deal of time, talent, and attention to circumventing security. In another report about Android malware, Palo Alto Networks' Unit 42 has found that new aggressive adware is abusing the popular open-source Android plugin frameworks, Droid plugin, and Virtual App. Users' private data are at risk if they operate in these environments, so again, be wary. Apple's App Store, by reputation more tightly controlled than its relatively more open Google counterpart, also draws the attention of crooks and scammers. Trend Micro has a report on how some criminals, apparently in China, at least their code is in Mandarin, have insinuated their own third-party app store into Apple's app store. The third-party store got in, cloaked in a legitimate application. ICS security shop Dragos reports finding malware disguised as Siemens firmware infecting some 10 industrial plants. The infestation has been quietly active for about 4 years. According to security researchers at Netskope, a new strain of macro-based malware affecting Microsoft Office is now cloud-based. Default Office installations disable macros, so the malware purveyors are seeking to induce their targets to enable macros in the documents they use as vectors. The malware uses either VBScript or PowerShell script, and its signatures are known. Of course, users fall victim to known threats all the time. What's interesting about this macro-based malware is its use of a cloud service, Afichier, a service based in France, or perhaps one fichier if you're an Anglophone reading news stories. It's not a criminal organization, but it is being used by criminals. Netskope Threat Research Labs don't think too highly of one fichier as far as security is concerned, rating them an 11 out of 100 on enterprise readiness. The payloads being distributed by the malicious macros are often ransomware. The extortion notes are in English, Polish, Russian, Dutch, Italian, and Mongolian. Most malicious Word files have been crafted to affect either Windows machines or Macs, but analysts at Fortinet have found one that can swing from either side of the plate. The malicious code takes different routes depending on the operating system it detects on the victim's device. Another new potential threat is an attack technique that hasn't so far been observed in the wild. Security firm Cybellum's researchers have described an escapade they're calling Double Agent. Double Agent uses Microsoft's application verifier, loading its own verifier DLL in place of the one provided by Microsoft. Double Agent, as demonstrated by Cybellum, can subvert antivirus software and either silence them or turn them into attack mechanisms. Potentially affected AV vendors have either verified that their products aren't vulnerable, patched them, or are at work on fixes. So with some work and some luck, if Double Agent shows up in the wild, it will do so with limited effect. In the fall of 2016, Facebook launched Marketplace, what they describe as a convenient destination to discover, buy, and sell items with people in your community. Facebook has clearly got eBay and Craigslist in their sights as they enter this space. There's also a security angle. Eric Olson is Vice President of Intelligence Operations at Looking Glass Cyber Solutions, where one of the services they provide is keeping an eye out for customers for unauthorized or gray market goods in online marketplaces. Reviewing data gathered from Looking Glass customers, Eric Olson offers us some insights.
The traditional big three were Alibaba, Craigslist in its many hundreds or thousands of city-specific sites. But collectively, Craigslist, Alibaba, and eBay have for many years been the big three. And in less than 180 days, Facebook has moved to the two or three slot, depending on the type of products. So I'd say that's going pretty well. They've gone from zero to sometimes as much as 8 or 9 or 10% of the total out of thousands of findings in less than 6 months.
From a cybersecurity point of view, what are the concerns?
Well, I think there are a couple of things to consider from a security standpoint. On the one hand, this is in some ways potentially beneficial. Facebook is a, if you will, a monolithic source. Facebook is developing the same kind of abuse reporting or response program that you see at eBay in place for many years. And so by being another large monolithic source that draws in large numbers of buyers and sellers, from a security standpoint, it is nice in some sense to have one place to go to ask for assistance, for example, in removal or takedown or investigation. So that's helpful. On the flip side, the problem is that it is a system so easy to use for the non-technical seller and buyer that it may actually grow the pie, not just change where things are being distributed within it. So I think that is certainly one concern. The second is that, as you may know, it is very simple to set up a Facebook account. And I think the proliferation of accounts will be even greater on Facebook than they might be on a site like eBay. The third and final thing that comes to mind is unlike eBay or Craigslist, where companies have long had programs or vendors or a process in place to monitor, you've now added hundreds of Facebook city markets, similar to what Craigslist does. They are city-specific markets. You now have hundreds of new markets you have to keep an eye on. And from an operational standpoint, unless you work with a vendor who specializes in such things, I think it adds one more thing for a security professional to have to keep an eye on, and that may mean new processes or procedures or services.
That's Eric Olson from Looking Glass. In industry news, GoDaddy acquires security firm Sucuri. GoDaddy's cloud platform caters mostly to small independent businesses. It appears that they believe Sucuri's website security products and services will be just the thing their users want. The U.S. considers indicting North Korean hackers in the Bangladesh Bank SWIFT fraud case. The Department of Justice, the New York Fed, and SWIFT aren't commenting, but the word on the street is that it was the North Korean government, aided and abetted by Chinese middlemen. Finally, have you heard of fake news? Sure you have. And all sorts of people are grappling with the old problem of telling truth from lies and from their epistemic cousins, error and BS. The issue is complicated by the challenge of telling the humans from the bots, a difficulty that's troubling Twitter's business these days, as bots are now thought to compromise some 15% of Twitter accounts. Other social media platforms are believed to suffer similar infestations. So we should call in science to find the fix, right? Alas, science has its own problems. Hand in hand with the replication crisis researchers are talking about quietly comes another problem. Scam journals. Why are they scams? Well, good science is peer-reviewed. So are the scam journals. It's just that the reviewers are, wait for it, bots, catfish, and other online riffraff. It's enough to make any scientist, well, a mad scientist.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
And I'm pleased to be joined once again by Dale Drew. He's the Chief Security Officer at Level 3 Communications. Dale, we wanted to touch base today about, what you could call some evolution in the Mirai botnet.
Yeah, we're actually very excited to talk about this. This is, we're actually seeing, and I'm going to knock on wood here, but we're actually seeing part of the wind coming out of the sails of Mirai. When we first started tracking Mirai during its sort of bubble period, we were tracking 500 to 600,000 compromised end devices being controlled by, some 100 different botnet operators. We're now seeing what we're calling controllable Mirai nodes and around the 100,000 mark. And what we mean by that is a controllable node is there's still about 500 to 600,000 compromised Mariah N nodes out there. But the command and control systems can no longer connect to those devices. Those devices are now stranded. So the devices that the bad guys are still able to operate is around 100,000. And so we're definitely seeing a significant reduction in that footprint. We're seeing a lot of frantic activity from some of the operators trying to increase the amount of devices they have by looking for new exposures. I do believe in the next few months we're going to see some pretty significant exposure with regards to the number of new IoT vulnerabilities that are going to be out in the industry, because these bad guys are definitely looking for new ways of breaking into these devices.
Now, when you say stranded, what do you mean by that in terms of an endpoint device?
Well, so what's happening is that when a bad guy breaks into, say, a home DVR or home camera or a router, and he loads his own sort of botnet code to be able to control it, moments later, another bad guy will also break into that device and try to upload his own code. So we saw a lot of infighting between botnet operators. And so what was happening is the consumer had no idea this fighting was happening on their home device. But one bad guy would actually patch or fix the exposure so the other bad guy couldn't break in. In a lot of cases, we've seen botnet operators essentially hard code the command and control system that compromised endpoint would talk to. So when internet service providers or security researchers are taking down those C2s like us, then that C2 can no longer talk to those compromised devices. When the bad guy finds a new C2, he can't re-break into those devices because those devices have been hard coded to the previous command and control system.
All right, so there's no honor among thieves. And Dale Drew, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.